Congregation may be seated. If the children will join me up here for the children's message. Good morning. Do you guys know some things about fishing? I've seen some pictures. You've got fish? Okay. I've seen some pictures of some of you fishing, so I think you're going to be able to help me. You can put your hands down. We have a story today about these fishermen, okay? And the fishermen are out in their boats doing the thing they do, trying to catch fish. And Jesus says to them, you guys, I want you to come with me, and I'm going to have you catch people like you were catching fish. And so I'm sort of confused about that, and I thought you guys could maybe help me with this. First of all, when you guys catch fish, what do you need? Just like your bare hands and reflexes and you... No, what do you need, Ashton? A fishing rod with something on it. Okay. With food, with a worm on it. Okay. Is that what you guys use? A fishing pole? All right. I got one of those. Excuse me, Gracie. So we're going to see about this and see if we can fish for people this morning. Does this look like it's going to work? All right. Have a little faith. All right. Here we go. So I got... All right, you said it needed to be a fishing rod. Okay, so I got the rod here. And look, I even have a hook on here. All right, so I'm just going to throw this out here and see if I catch anything. Is this how it works?
No.
Wait, Ashton, you said I was supposed to have something on the hook, right?
You're supposed to have a worm.
I'm supposed to have a worm.
That's for the pool.
That's for the pool. You're right. Okay. I am frustrating you guys because I am doing this. I'm not doing this well. Okay, so I think I hear what you're saying, that there's something wrong with what I'm doing. You said I needed to put some kind of bait on it, right? Now, bait is something that the fish want, right? So, but we're not really catching fish. We're going to try to catch people, right? And so, I feel something on the line. We're going to try to catch people, so we need some, let's see if I can get that hook back up here. We're going to see if we can get some bait on it. All right, there we go. We need something on here that people want, right, if we want them to get hooked on this. Well, I don't think that people would want to eat worms, probably, but what do we, if we're trying to get people and tell them the message of Jesus, I think maybe something that we could put on here that they would want to know is, well, I don't think people are going to want worms. People do like food, but you know what I think people really need? I think people need to know that God loves them. So we need to have some kind of bait on here about God's love. So let's assume that I've got the message of God's love on here. So once you've got that, you sort of just throw that out there, and then when that's out there, then it's all done and the fish just jump in your boat? Is that what happens?
No. You have to catch it and reel it in.
You have to reel it in.
Going in a boat.
Okay, you're going in a boat. So you have to do some work, even if you've got the bait, even if we people know about God's love. The water, yeah, okay. But there's some work to do still. Is that what you guys are telling me? If it were a fish, we would have to reel it in. How do you think we reel people in to the message of God's love for them?
We pull them.
I have an idea. I think we do pull them, but you know how I think we pull them? I think we pull them by us loving them to show them God's love. And that's maybe hard work, right? Just like it might be hard work to reel in a big fish from down at the bottom of the lake, like a shark or anything. The way, or a big bass, that's right. The way that we reel in people... Okay, thank you. The way that we reel people in is we do the work of we have to love people, okay? And that's hard because some people are easy to love, right? But sometimes people are hard to love too. Sometimes people aren't loving to us. Sometimes people don't treat us the way that they should. But the way that we reel people in to God's love is that we love people because God loves people. Even if we don't think we want to love them, even if they're not nice to us, the way that we bring people into God's message is that we love them. And once we do that, oh boy, we can catch all kinds of big ones out here, I can tell you. So that's what I need you guys to help me with, is I need you guys to practice reeling people in with God's love, and that means being loving to people even if they're not loving to us, so that they know God loves them. Well, if we were really catching them and not speaking metaphorically, Ashton, you would be absolutely right, dear. And we'll talk about this more over the years as you get a little bit older. Yep, with a real fishing pole on the lake. But can you guys help me by loving people even if maybe they're not kind to you? Can you do that? Okay. That would be wonderful, and that would be a way that you guys could point to God's love in the world. Let's pray. I'm going to pray for us, okay? You guys can just listen. Lord God, thank you for providing for us with your bountiful creation. Thank you for the fish of the sea and the birds and beasts of the air and the land, for the plants that provide food for us and nourishment. We're so thankful. We ask, Lord, that you would help us love other people as a way to show them your love. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, guys. Now, if you are... Okay, hold up. If you are going to Children's Church, you can line up at the door, or you're welcome to stay in church with us. You can stay in here with us, too.